and we haven't scored a run in like 24 innings.
And you got Sol Rosenberg pitching.
We got Sol, we got Chemo, we got Sunshine.
You're like the Bad News Bears.
We are the Bad News Bears.
What do you get when you combine the power of an award-winning band with the genius of an award-winning electronics company? You get some of the best sound ever created, Iron Maiden, who I believe is going on tour, and Onkyo have joined forces to create Maiden Audio and the Maiden Audio Edphones. Yes, made especially for rock and metal fans. Designed with Iron Maiden's legendary Steve Harris, these studio-quality headphones truly must be heard to be believed. Visit shoponkyo.com and click on headphones to get your pair today for only $199. And keep listening for your chance to win a pair. That's shoponkyo.com and click on headphones.
Ooh!
Check.
This is my new Metallica song right here.
Is this off the new album?
Yeah, I cannot stop listening to this album. I'm eight out of 12 is just killer.
Really?
Killer. Listen to this. It's a monster. Then the hook comes in. This is when the hook comes in, right? Right here. Oh! We're gonna take this place over.
Did I read an article today?
Yes. What was your article? Listen to this right here.
Some good housekeeping.
How to make broccoli and cheese souffle.
I didn't see that coming, Mike. Listen to that. If that don't wake you up, what does? Come on.
Oh, I like that. I remember this one.
Oh, what a great... That's, for anyone who cares, Here Comes Revenge. What was the article you saw today,
about
Mike?
James's...
about his voice.
Yeah.
That...
I shot him a little song. I was like, hey, man, you all right? Tell me that's all it is.
I mean, everyone's getting sick, so him singing while, like, you can imagine what that feels like, mm-hmm. And he's got to do that. But he said, it said something about they're hoping to do the gigs, like, next week.
I think he's out of his mind.
Yeah.
I think he should cancel the whole thing.
I mean,
it's, not the whole thing, but, right. Like, I guess, I don't know how long they're Denmark. They're supposed to do the, I think the Grammys.
Oh, right, yeah. It said, that's what it
and,
said.
And I think, literally, like, the doctor, his vocal cords were blood red.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like sort of back and he's going to go sing and it's going to.
Yeah, I would say just shut it down to feel better, man. And you know, your fans, Metallica fans are loyal.
They've waited a long time.
Yeah. They're patient. Yeah. They're loyal. They're not going to turn their back, especially if they know he's sick.
Yeah.
They're going to say, come back. And from Copenhagen, they're going to go, come back. I don't know that accent.
Well, I just everybody talks like the singer in Volpe.
Yeah, all of Copenhagen says that. Take your time. Made you feel better. James Hetfield feel better.
When you go to a concert in Copenhagen and you're walking through the hall, like the hall, get your tickets. That's all you hear is on, like, thousands of people singing.
See like,
well, I'm definitely not.
I'm actually seeing Caggiano tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Yes. He said he's, I guess they haven't announced their stadium tour.
Oh.
But they are, maybe I shouldn't. Well, there's rumor.
Well, since we already announced it on one of the other podcasts.
We did, right?
Yes.
All right. Well,
Well, aren't they?
I
doing...
mean, come on, let's not kid ourselves. What?
I thought they were doing that big festival.
Oh, Rock and Range, yeah. But that's nothing. I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Seeing them live. Of course, they're sold out.
I have become a huge Volbeat fan.
Really?
From being on the podcast.
Are you kidding?
Never heard of them. They're my favorite band.
Really?
I listen to them constantly.
Well, yeah. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was losing hope on thrash and metal. This album is the greatest rock thrash album in 20-something years. Mm-hmm. And no disrespect to all the young people that like Killswitch and this. These guys, they just... It was like they waited and went, are you all done?
Yeah.
You know, are you done? Because we're going to put out 12 songs that just mutilate your face.
You know what it reminds me of? Like when Black Sabbath put out 13...
The newest one?
The newest one.
I didn't like it.
Oh, I loved it.
Really?
I only heard the one song.
God. Yeah.
But I liked what I heard.
But
God is so gone or something? Yeah.
Rick Rubin produced it.
Uh-huh.
And he had them sit and for 2 weeks only listen to like the first couple albums.
Uh-huh.
And they like so they could capture that sound. And that's what this reminds me of. This reminds me of very
Rick Rubin did not produce this one. I don't know who produced it. But my hat's off because
it's all-
I am addicted worse than a crackin' heroin addict. I swear to God, I haven't been this way. The last time I was like this was System of a Down. Back in 2005, I listened to them over and over and over
and over. I can
tell
you, I don't think I've ever heard System of a Down.
Are you kidding me?
I think I might have heard them on MTV.
I may have heard them. I may have heard a song, but I never knew it was there.
Is that the... Is that the guy?
I wanted to.
I don't know.
I don't think you... Are you kidding me?
There was a whole period where I just didn't listen. I wasn't listening to any...
Their lyrics were great. The music was different. You really...
No, I hadn't.
Mike, are you kidding me?
There was a whole period. There was probably a 10-year period, or maybe even more than that, where whatever metal came out, I did not hear.
Are you System of a Down?
I still haven't heard. Don't hear any metal. I still go back to the old stuff that I listened to only.
Come on.
I was listening to Maiden all week.
Yeah. Certainly you've heard this. I'm going to have a hard time believing.
Oh, no. This is like when the guy tells me that I've heard that Skynyrd.
You've heard this.
I've heard that Skynyrd song, and I'm like, sure. I swear I haven't heard it. Gonna take a freight
train. Come on. You...
Whoa. What is this, an advertisement?
Oh, yeah. I heard that.
You've heard this.
It's going to be Sweet Home Alabama.
I'll tell you, I listen to Volbeat every time I go to the gym.
Really?
Oh, 100%. They're the only new band that I've fallen in love with.
Come on, you've heard this. That's System of a Down. I'm kidding. You're looking at me like I'm dead serious. Come on, this song. Come on, Mike, are you kidding me?
Oh, John Mayer?
Wait, isn't it Dave Matthews?
Hey, what's this? Hey! He's up to life. Matter of fact, they stopped playing this during, after 9/11. They wouldn't play this on the radio.
What's the song called?
Toxicity? No. It's called, which one is this? This is Chop Suey. But he goes into, I don't think you trust. In what are they like? Armenian? They're like Armenian or something. You really have no clue. You have no clue.
Sounds funny. It's like Cypress Hill. Now.
Right. Well, that's it was. And the lights are blinking. I'm thinking it's all over
when I go out drinking. Oh, and there's the there's the stained part.
Wow. Wow.
When did the Stain singer join? No, I'm joking around. It sounds good. I like it. I'm just kidding.
I can't believe you never heard that.
I don't think I've heard it.
What about... All right, hold on. Are you messing with me? This one? This one was huge. I heard
this
one.
Silent Lucidity.
I heard it when it was on a Linkin Park album.
Such dicks. Silent.
I heard it when Incubus did it.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
They're my least favorite band, the Incubus.
Oh, it makes me throw up. You don't like Incubus.
They're worse than Nickelback?
No, I don't mind Nickelback.
I like Nickelback.
Me and Jim agree on that.
I agree Nickelback. Wow. I think they're just, they made it big and everyone decided like, all right, you're too big. No, we're not going to like you.
Gotcha.
You don't know this song.
It sounds familiar, but I probably heard it and just was like, yeah.
If you saw Mike right now, fully goofing on us,
sneaking through the woods.
Oh my gosh. I'll just.
My love for you is like a truck bouncer.
Neither one of you.
I've heard of the other one before. You know, I don't like his voice that much, so I think that kind of like put me
off.
Yeah,
once you get used to it.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, man.
All right.
No, it's cool. It's cool.
No, you don't have to like it. I'm just saying. I'm a little taken back. You've never.
No, I.
If you knew what they were singing about, mm-hmm. you'd probably get more involved. Back then.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. When are they from? Like the 90s? Or two?
Mid 90s, I would say.
Like Slipknot's time? Slipknot came out in 90s,
no,
right?
No, they're more like 2000s. They're okay. Definitely early 2000s. During that, they were on all the Oz festivals and stuff like that.
Okay,
and he's like very political, so he sings about like almost political stuff.
Yeah, isn't it Armenia that got ass kicked by Russia?
Google it.
Maybe I wouldn't know.
There was a point where everybody got their ass kicked.
They were like revolutionists, or I shouldn't say that. I'm making it up, but there were a lot of anger towards genocide in Armenia.
Yeah,
because they're Armenian.
Uh huh.
So that's where their rage came from.
Right.
Wow. Doesn't matter. I think what matters more is that when we first came in this room today, Alex was snickering and giggling. And I didn't know what he was.
Hoping he doesn't get in trouble today.
And why? Now, what is going on today? You said you wrote another Odd Couple for today?
I wrote the second episode of The Odd Couple. It's called Ozzy and Rob Go Camping.
I swear I don't know this at all. I just know they go camping. That's as far as I know. Because I love when I first hear it.
But you...
I was kind of like dipping my toe in the water, but yeah,
now
really,
he's diving.
I hope I don't get in trouble because I'm the one that I think I'm the one that gets in trouble the most as far as like crossing over the line. So I'm hoping that.
So I'm not even gonna look at this. I'm just gonna start reading it.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah. But you clearly have a look of mischievous. Well, very mischievous face.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, but the last one had some things in it that were...
It had some innuendos.
Yeah.
Innuendos is fine.
Then we're good. We're all good.
Everything we say, just go, well, it's kind of just an innuendo.
All I can say is Rob loves innuendo.
We could always delete.
Well,
we can always delete.
But people don't want to hear the deleted version.
And I got to see when that episode of me singing with Rob.
Oh, that didn't air yet?
I don't think so. Let me see. Let me see when it airs. The Comedy Jam, Comedy Central. And they just asked me to do another storytelling thing.
Is that
to film it? It's called I Can't. This Is Not Happening.
Oh, is that, what's his name?
Artie? I mean,
Ari Shaffir.
Ari Shaffir, yeah.
When does the episode of Kevin Can Wait?
Next week.
Really?
Really?
Oh, that's sick.
So I just got a bunch of text messages saying the commercial for next week is on and you are on it.
Wow.
Awesome.
And you got another one, right? Later?
Well, it's not official.
Okay.
But Let's just say I moved my whole Colorado run.
Well, it better be official.
So it better be official, because when I was done with the episode Friday,
yeah,
the head writer came up to me and said, listen, we're going to use you for, and I don't want to give the episode away, but he said, we want to lock you down for the a season finale, perhaps a season finale show somewhere around there, but somewhere at the end of March.
Right.
And I went, okay. And he's like, I can't tell you what it's about or anything like that, but definitely the last week in March.
Yeah.
I said, okay, that sounds, yeah, that sounds awesome.
That's great.
So would you, look, let's say this turned into kind of like a spinoff situation. Would
I that's the furthest thing from my mind.
That was the first thing on my mind. Yeah, yeah. I was like,
well, that's curious. I think that would be a funny,
I would definitely leave you guys, I'll tell you that right now.
I can tell you this.
Hey, that, I could play a mean altar boy.
I've been watching Three's Companies, and everyone on Three's Company wound up having a spinoff from that show. The Ropers did. There was Three's a Crowd. There's one other one.
You guys are hilarious. Coming this winter on CBS, it's Father Philip.
And he could be like the pastor of the four tenors or something like that.
Forgive me, Father.
Can we just do it?
I have sinned.
Can we just take his character and make our own episode of that show?
Our own spin-off?
Forgive me. Why don't you guys write the spinoff and we'll do it?
I'll totally write it. Absolutely. That'd be amazing.
All right. And we'll do it next week.
All right.
We have to watch. You have to watch the two episodes that he was in on that show.
Oh, I've seen them.
Okay.
I tell you what. The episode I filmed this week was really funny.
You're in a lot of it, too?
I'm in a lot of it. I'm throughout the whole show.
That's great.
From beginning all the way to the end of the show.
Mm.
And the special guest is he's such a great actor. He was so good.
You can't say?
His name is Kim Coates.
Oh.
He's from,
I forget. Wait. In the show.
Nah, come on. Oh, God.
Was it,
Sons of Anarchy.
Oh. I haven't seen that.
Oh.
I've never seen Sons of Anarchy.
Either.
Amazing show.
Yeah, Kim Coates.
I'm looking him
up. Look him up, Alex. Get all hopped up. Such a great guy. Now, this is funny.
Oh, he's my favorite character on Sons of Anarchy.
Really?
Tig.
Yes.
Awesome. Unbelievable.
You like him?
Yeah, he was also in the last Resident Evil movie.
Yes, he was.
Awesome. Great actor.
Great actor and great guy. Absolutely great guy. And he came to set, and I immediately was like, oh, man, I got to step up the game. I got to step the game up here. This guy is like major actor right here. And he's funny. He's outgoing. He's a pro. He's just great. Regular guy. He would fit in right here like it was nothing. He's a wonderful guy, married for like 25 years, even more, non-Hollywood, awesome guy.
He was hysterical on Sons of Anarchy.
Really?
And that's not a comedy, but his character was hysterical.
Really?
Yeah, really good.
What is his character? Because now I want to, just because of Kim Coates, I want to watch the show.
Yeah. He plays one of the head guys, like it's all about a biker gang. So he plays like one of the lieutenants of the biker gang.
Yeah.
But he is like really pervy and deviant.
When you say funny, is it like Pesci funny in Goodfellas? He doesn't mean to be funny, but to me,
no,
Pesci's
like,
funny in that
he
movie.
He doesn't mean, like, it's meant to be funny, but he comes across as just not meaning to be funny.
Got it.
He just happens to be, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
So is my example bad? Do you know what I mean? Like, when I watch Goodfellas, I laugh at Pesci.
Yeah, it's
100%. Because he cracks me up in that
right.
movie.
Yeah.
It's a perfect example.
What are you doing? You said make coffee. I was joking. We need to put that down, stupid. You had fingerprints all over your dopey. Making coffee, stupid ass.
Yeah, very similar.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I could watch any scene. First of all, I could watch any scene in the whole movie of My Cousin Vinny with him.
Oh, my God.
He is so fucking funny that movie.
He's hilarious, Mike. He's hilarious.
Like when, just like him, every time he goes into court, he's funny. Even when he's just like, yeah, guilty. Like he has no idea how to go through anything.
But Kim, at the end of the show of Kevin Can Wait, they wrap up the show, right? And then they go, director always goes, and that's a wrap for Kim, and what a great episode, blah, blah, blah. And there's only two people left, his scene and my scene. And we've been there all day. It's going on midnight. All my stuff ended at 4 p.m. I believe his did too. And then we both had to wait till like 11:30, midnight, to finish our scene. So we're waiting around all day and stuff. He finishes up, and the director goes, all right, well, keep it going for Kim Coates. It's a rat. And Kim gathers everyone. He goes, oh, I'd like to say a few words. And everyone gathers around. He goes, I've been in over 60 movies. I've been in TV series. I have to say, the people on this cast, the writers, the environment here was hands down the greatest experience I ever had. I can't say enough about it. And everyone gives them this big round of applause. I mean, it was an awesome speech, right? It was like, yeah. And the director goes, all right, Brewer, you're next. I hope you can. We got to film you, and we hope we can. We hope you can speech it now.
Give me a K, yeah.
Right?
Give me an E. All the people out there from Long Island, say, yeah.
Give me a J. So, I do my scene. I finish my scene with Kevin James, and I think we're just done. Oh no. Director gets up and goes, hold on, hold on, hold on. And I went, I said, how am I going to, and I went, no, I got, you know what? Time out. Yeah, no, I got something to say. I go, first of all, I've done 5 movies.
You may have seen them.
Yeah, I go,
I'm selling them outside for 20 bucks.
I said, 3 of them were home movies. Everyone howls. I've been on one TV show. It's about 20 years ago. I've been in 7 failed pilots.
And you should have named every character you were on.
I should have. And I've got canned from one of those pilots. However, this was the greatest experience I ever had in my life.
Because I didn't get fired.
Oh my God, that is a great set to be part of, man. I hope I get more episodes. I hope they keep using me. But anyway, the episode I'm talking about airs next Monday, this coming Monday, mm-hmm. on CBS, I believe 8 p.m. Kevin Can Wait.
Yeah.
You can DVR it or whatever. But it's a very funny freaking episode.
Yeah.
It's really funny. And if you're a fan like Alex of Kim Coates from Sons of Anarchy, should check it out because he's really good in this. He's really good in it.
So,
go ahead, Mike.
Kevin was from King of Queens?
Yes.
So I've been listening to Leah Remini.
Yes.
She was on Joe Rogan. She was on Adam Carolla. She's been making the rounds.
Yes.
But Joe Rogan's the 3.5-hour interview, her talking about Scientology.
He must have been fascinated with it.
It is fascinating to listen to.
What blew you? I know once Rogan got a hold of it, he must have had a field day.
Just hearing, like, the way she's brought up and that she's not allowed. She goes to Scientology. Basically, she has to study 2.5 hours every day there. Even when she was on King of Queens, she'd have to leave and go study there. And you have to report every day and kind of go, I've was guilty for this. I have bad feelings about this. I saw this person do it. Like, you have to, if you see anyone do something, you have to tell on them because they might confess and say you were a witness to it. And then you'll get in trouble for being a witness.
Wow, it's full blown.
But it is when
cult.
I cannot in. And, but the way
and
that
mind control.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. If she's
full blown mind control.
She's explaining that you're being told that you are doing something for the greater good of humankind, and
right.
you are. And that's how she's brought up, thinking that she's on this other level. So when you think that, when you're just brought up to really feel that way, you think everybody's wrong and they're just not on your level.
Right.
So, and you believe everything that your church tells you. It's crazy now that she's out and, like, just like,
Have you watched any of it?
I have not watched.
There's some cool scenes where... Now, I've watched a couple. It's like, I get it, and I start getting bored. I'm like, yeah. All right, I get it. They're crazy. Now, what?
I would rather hear... I would rather have... Like, that's why I like when Joe's just
I'd rather listen to Rogan.
When you were 9?
Yeah.
How did you get it? When you were 15?
Yeah.
How did you not go to school? All that stuff.
Yeah, see, like, I'd rather hear Joe talk to her about it. Now, if you watch the program, they also... Like, they send henchmen after you.
Mm-hmm.
And she clearly, she has a camera guy, and there's a bunch of times where she's like, okay, see those guys in the lobby? Mm-hmm. They're from there. Mm-hmm. And we need to get security and just ask them. They've been there for 6 hours. They're waiting on us. And they would confront them, and they'd start moving away and getting away and... Like, whoa, that is creepy.
Yeah, and they have deals. Like, she gets into, like, they have deals with police departments.
Yes.
They have deals.
Because they have trillions of dollars.
Exactly. And they support them all. So now they won't get arrested for things. It's like, oh, they'll turn their head.
It's weird.
Know? Yeah.
It's a little weird.
It's fascinating. I love hearing that stuff, just being like, it seems like a conspiracy, but that's been going on.
But what her thing, too, is I guess the head guy, the wife is missing.
Right. And
why isn't anyone investigating this?
Right. It's crazy.
Why is no one investigating that there's a woman missing?
And she gets in trouble for asking where she is.
Right.
She says, where is she? You're not at that. You're not at that level. Yeah. You're only at level 5.
You're not allowed to ask me where... Why my wife's been missing for a couple years.
Oh, and all the stuff. She just goes off on, like, Tom Cruise. Like, tells, like...
What was she saying about Tom Cruise?
She's just like, there's no way he'll ever... Like,
oh, he can't because she's got too many...
so good there. There was no reason for him to ever not be there. Like, she's saying, what you think he gets because he's a movie star, he gets treated 100 times better because he's a movie star and in Scientology. He's surrounded by people that do stuff for him all day. All the time.
Oh, he's got to be like
he's the head
beyond
guy.
Beyond the king.
He's the guy that they all just want to please.
Wow.
And she started saying stuff about...
What?
Him. Like, kind of like just
what?
Like, she's like, I don't like the way he was acting when I saw... I think he was acting inappropriate. And it was
like
just,
what?
It was stupid things like she
well,
said...
Well, say it. Like, what no, I mean, because like we can listen to Rogan in here.
No, it's just like dancing on a couch. She saw him dance. She said that didn't represent Scientology. She doesn't care that he's a movie star. She just goes, I would say that about anybody. I don't think that's appropriate. You shouldn't be doing that. It's a weird thing, the things that you're not allowed to do. It's like you're not allowed to be emotional.
Oh, that's weird, too.
It's really, I can't even like do it justice. Just like listening to it, I get silent for like an hour. Just like I get in this my own little world listening to it. It's fascinating.
I remember I asked Jerry Seinfeld, because Jerry Seinfeld...
He was in that?
Yes, he was.
Did he get out?
Clearly. And I remember asking him, and he got really quiet.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, yes. And he said, they helped me tremendously business-wise. They taught me a lot about business. So I don't know what he got from them, but...
Well, people are scared when they get out to say anything, too.
Bad. And it's like mafia, man. It'll whack you.
That's why he's like, she's talking about like, she's like,
well, now if something
Katie
happens
Holmes
to her, it's too, it's like clearly
oh,
where
God.
It came from.
Yeah, yeah. But she's like talking about like, she would love to talk to Katie Holmes.
Mm.
But Katie Holmes would just won't. It's like, there's probably
Is
some
Katie
deal.
Holmes still in it?
No. She's out.
Now.
So she's probably not allowed to talk to, like, there's probably some deal maybe because they have kids, her and.
What? Who knows?
Yeah, but
it's like the science. Yeah,
she's out, but not saying a bad word about it.
She hasn't said one peep ever since she married Tom Cruise. She get. And this is what I always say. Listen, Tom Cruise is a great actor. Great actor.
Yeah.
If he was in my family, I say this guy's a disaster. He's like 4 marriages, all kids from different marriage. If you have that in your family, you can't tell me like, yeah, he's this bananas. This guy's a train wreck.
Yeah.
Oh, here comes Tom. You know, he's the black sheep. He's a black sheep in any other family.
Yeah, yeah.
If you take away the movie, it doesn't matter what he does.
Right.
She's got Nicole Kim, four ex-wives.
And you but you want him on your team if you're doing something. He's probably
Heck yeah.
He's just like, I want him to be the starting quarterback, but I don't want to talk to him after the game.
Yeah. But don't get me wrong, I love him as an actor.
Yeah.
I love him as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
But as a guy, I'm sure he's got to be a train wreck.
Yeah.
I would think. I don't know anything about him.
I don't know anything much
I have
about
no
him.
Clue about him.
All my information about him is from Leah Remini, basically.
See, now I got to listen to it.
Yeah, so it's really good.
Was it?
It was within the past week.
Oh, God, it's so. So she's really pushing it, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but what are the results? What happens?
But
that's the big question.
She just wants other people to talk. Feel okay.
She wants others to talk, and she wants to expose it so you don't get caught up in it.
Yeah, because it's brainwashing.
How do people get caught up in Scientology?
That's the whole thing. That's why you listen to what she says, is because it's like people that need something. And she said she was a kid where she was just told, you're not allowed to talk. She's not allowed to talk to her stepdad. Her mom remarries. They go into Scientology. Now she's treated as a spiritual being, and she's a person. And she all of a sudden feels like, she's like, I'm a kid, and now I'm treated like an adult. And it's the greatest thing in the world. I went from not being able to talk to my dad to all of a sudden feeling like I'm equal with everybody around me.
Huh.
So it's just like, why wouldn't you love that?
And then when you're in that, how does she get involved with television? That's what I'm always fascinated by, because I feel like they're not allowed to do anything.
No,
like, are they allowed to live wherever they want? But
she could do those things, but she's just like, I wouldn't tell personal things to someone who's not a Scientologist. I would go to work and stuff, but someone who's not one would never have a good understanding of someone who was one, because you wouldn't have those conversations. They would not get close.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's madness.
Crazy.
Madness. Okay.
We could do Alex's thing. We also have some good emails we got sent.
Yeah.
Let me
see the emails.
Okay, yeah.
Let me see the emails.
We got like.
Are they on your phone or are they printed out?
They're on my phone.
Okay. You saved a couple good ones?
There's probably 10 or 11. They all got
good
sent
ones.
Sent in like 2 days. Yeah, they're all good. They're all sent in a couple days.
So you took 10 out of whatever.
Yeah, no, they're all. We want to see them all.
All right.
They're short. So.
Were they all. Mike is great.
No,
and Joe's
no. Okay. No, there's no scam.
No.
No scam on our part.
Oh, okay.
So this is from.
I'll shut it down right now.
This is from Bernie.
Bernie, where's Bernie from?
Doesn't say, but it says, "Hi, can you please consider Lava Rock to open up for Jim Brewer and the
Oh, I've
Rowdy?
Read that. I've read that. At Peoria, or
yeah, in Peoria, you will not be disappointed.
Okay, go to the next one. These are all
this
real.
Is from,
no, I know. I saw that one.
This
Go
is
ahead,
from
next
Carrie.
One.
Please have the best band from Chicago, Lava Rock.
Another Lava Rock,
point.
Okay.
Oh, they're all Lava Rock.
Oh, they're all Lava Rock.
They're all Lava Rock.
They must have told all their friends to write us.
So Lava Rock, Lava Rock, Lava Rock.
Isn't there a funny one?
Wait a second. There's the best one is...
That's really funny.
Networking opportunity.
Lava Rock.
Hello. Why I'm reaching out to you is I'm a big believer in networking. Like the saying goes, your network is your net worth. What I have to offer is to open a dialogue about a band that is near and dear to my heart. You don't have to network to get in touch with this incredible band, Lava Rock, being that my uncle is the lead singer, right? The next one is...
I'm looking them up. Do they have a website?
Yeah, they
do.
They're actually
what's
good.
What's the website? Lava Rock.
I would maybe. I know they have a video on YouTube.
Lava Rock, the band.
Yeah.
And they only do covers of what is it? There's only like three
AC/DC
bands.
Or
yeah.
Something.
Yeah. AC/DC.
Lava Rock band. Okay. All right. Hold on. I got them here.
But this one is, Dear Metal and Me, please ignore the obvious spam at the bottom from my fucking douche nephew. Lava Rock is legit.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You know them?
I think I know. I think I know the guitarist. I'm almost positive. the guitar, if I'm right, the guitarist, the guy with his face, like, with his lip all
pouty,
pouty, comes to my shows in Schaumburg, Illinois. He's handing me a script. He's handing me
a network.
Yeah, no, he's
is it of the Odd Couple?
It's not of the Odd Couple
because mine's better.
But no, he's handing me a script. Oh, jeez.
Did you read it? How was it?
I don't read scripts.
Wait, we should act it out here.
Yeah, every time you get a script, we should act it out. Please, please.
We can do a table read.
That would be awesome.
If you want to send up scripts, we'll do that table reads here.
Anyone awesome. Could send us scripts.
That would be awesome.
I'm telling you, that is the guy. As a matter of fact, I'm going to find the picture of me and him, because when I saw him, I went, wow, you look like me. Like he goes, you know, sometimes we look alike. I'm going to, and I might have just erased his picture.
Mm-hmm.
That is hilarious. But yeah, I know this guy.
We actually have a really good series.
And he's a good guy.
Uh-huh.
I apologize. I don't know your name. I know you're listening and... I apologize, and yes, I saw him a couple times, multiple times. Great guy, would always come see, saw me a couple times in Schaumburg, Illinois.
Uh-huh.
I believe he came to one other place.
God, how do you remember those people?
Oh, I immediately know as soon as I see him.
Yeah.
There's certain people you remember. I definitely remember him. He's a good guy, great age, and I remember he handed me a script.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was... I don't want to say because I don't want to blow his thing, but it was a rock and roll script, and he has a particular person as the rock and roll, guy, guy. But all right, well, you never know.
It's never know.
You just put it as that. You never know. I won't say no. I won't say yes.
Right.
But I'm not going to say no. So, but we're definitely coming to Peoria.
Yeah.
And I emailed today about getting more shows for them. And we're looking for end of April, May for New York City shows.
Mm.
New York City, Boston, stuff like that. And we're making videos. I'm making videos soon.
Oh, yeah. Is that like next?
I think in 2 weeks I'm going to start making them. And new pictures. But the videos are—they're kind of cool. They're beginnings of all the songs.
Mm.
They're very, very cool. So if we don't do like a one man show thing when we're on the road,
right?
You do concert, you can use this, and it's another whole shebigle.
Right, right.
So, all right, back to Alex. What'd you?
There's one more. This one's a really good one.
Another it's Lava
from,
Rock?
No. This is a serious one.
All right.
You know, this one's from Julie. Hi, guys. So I'm just going to admit right now that I have never listened to a podcast in my life or even cared to. Until I read I'm Not High a few weeks ago.
Ah.
I've always been a huge Jim Brewer fan, but after reading the book, I loved it so much that I guess it inspired me to go deeper. Mm. I started looking things up on YouTube and found all the old SiriusXM podcasts, and I was hooked. That inspired me to buy the... Jim Brewer and the Loud and Rowdy album, which I love.
Awesome.
Which led me to find you on social media, Facebook and Instagram, which led me to the Metal in Me podcast. Thank you for doing it. The podcast is hilarious, engaging, deep, and insightful. I relate to so much of it, and it feeds my inner music nerd, which is awesome.
Nice.
Thanks for letting me be a fly on your wall. I really hope Jim and the band can come to Seattle sometime this year. It would be the best of both worlds. Make me laugh, then melt my face off. I love you guys.
Nice.
Yeah, nice email.
Who's that guy?
It was a girl. Julie.
Julie. Thank you, Julie. Yeah. I may be playing Seattle soon. Actually, no, Portland. But that's just stand-up. Portland stand-up. So. All right. These yo-yos are all snowboarding this weekend.
Yeah, it was me, Allie, and Joe, and Amy, and Deanna.
And Deanna's a casualty.
Deanna got hurt. Yeah, she's in the other room.
Yeah, I saw
not her. Moving.
No, she's not moving. And you guys think I'm gonna get out there? I'm just laughing. My arm is still numb from Mets fantasy camp.
Really?
Yes. It's numb underneath my forearm. Still, it's going on, what, 9 days?
Yeah.
A good 9 days.
Is it getting better?
Back. No.
Ooh.
I don't think so, no. It's still numb.
Is it to the point where you should get it looked at, or are you waiting a little longer?
You know what? And that was another email, or someone sent me a text. Oh, Darren in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
You know, D in Colorado? He's a longtime listener from the beginning.
Yeah.
He was like, Jim, get your freaking arm looked at. I had like three of them on Facebook saying, get your freaking arm look like.
Yeah.
He's on Twitter. Right. He's on Twitter. But it doesn't hurt. It's just numb.
Is it tingly?
No.
Oh, okay.
You know when you have Novocaine?
Yeah.
And your face, you touch your mm-hmm. face.
And you don't feel it.
That's what my arm feels like underneath my pitching arm.
Oh, jeez.
And it feels like that from just below my wrist all the way up to where my elbow goes.
Ugh. Yeah, maybe.
I should check it out.
A couple more days, maybe, and then check
I think
it
maybe
out.
A couple more days. Yeah. You know, of course I talk to all non-doctors and I get the answers I want.
Right.
I went to the gym and he's like, yeah. I said, well, should I be concerned that if it's numb, or if it's numb, is it cutting off circulation? And if it cuts off circulation, could it kill, you know, part of your arm or something? Mm-hmm. He's like, nah. Because, nah, it's from pit. You're fine. Because it'll come back in like a week or so. Okay, yeah, no, that's what I think.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I think.
Oh, do you think so, doctor?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, you didn't use your arm, and all of a sudden you used it way more than you should have.
Yes.
So it should hurt. I don't know if it should feel how it does, but it would be weird if you never pitched and all of a sudden you threw 3 games in 2 days.
Yeah, like 15 innings.
And it felt normal. That would be a little odd.
Yeah.
Because pitchers have to wait, and they stretch their arm, and they do stuff all...
Yeah, and they pitch the whole freaking year.
Yeah, and they have to wait, you know, 6 days or something.
Oh, man. Let me look this up. It's not good.
Are you looking up on Google, my arm hurts?
Well, it says...
Don't be the person who's reading WebMD, getting scared.
I will check out my arm. I don't want to go to some dummy. I want to go to a real... Who do I even go to?
I don't know.
Maybe like a sports medicine guy?
It has to be, right? I mean, where else would I... You can't go to a regular doctor. You got to go like a sports guy.
Or you go to the regular doctor and they tell you who to go to for that.
Right.
But you probably don't have to do that, but that's what I would do rather than asking questions.
I guess so. Yeah, all right. I guess so. All right, what do you got there, Alex?
All right.
Look at how happy you are right now.
Odd Couple Part 2.
Okay.
It's called, what's this one called?
Ozzy and Rob Go Camping.
So just as a review, Ozzy moved into Rob's. Ozzy got thrown out of his house.
Ozzy Osbourne.
For just cheating.
Got thrown out of my house for cheating on Sharon. And I moved in with the metal god, Rob Halford. And Rob he's been fantastic. I know we're going to try to get to know each other this week.
This is the way they would explain,
uh-huh.
You know, when they have to like do A&E tonight. Tell us more about Rob and Ozzy Go Camping.
Well, on this episode, we decided to do something outside the apartment. And we go on a camping trip.
It's quite lovely, you know, the outdoors, and we decided this would be best for us to perhaps get to know some of our habits.
Can I ask a question? How did they...
Why don't you interview them? You're the A&E...
But you don't know yet. Alex knows.
All right.
I want to know, do you explain how it came that they decided to go camping? Or did they just go, go camping?
No.
Tell us,
there's a reason?
You'll see. Right,
okay.
You just got to...
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's all in there.
Save your questions till the end.
Okay. Because
there's one part where I'm going to jump in with a sound. Okay.
Oh, God.
So don't be startled.
Okay. So now, for Lou, before we start, do we add what kind of sound effect? Is there crickets? Is it nighttime? Song. Are they on the camping site right now?
No.
Because you have no direction on here. You just have voices.
Yep.
Where are they right now?
You'll figure it out. It starts out in their apartment.
All right. They are in the apartment.
Right.
We are interior of Rob Halford's apartment. Ozzy enters, or they're both sitting?
Ozzy's been living there for a while.
Okay, so they're in the apartment, and Ozzy's getting up, getting orange juice or something.
And they're getting ready to go.
And Rob's watching Below Deck. All right. Oh, I love this program. I don't like the captain, but I absolutely... if you haven't watched this show on Bravo, it's brilliant.
Where's the fucking orange juice as you drink it all?
All right, here we go.
Thank you so much for going on this camping trip with me, Rob.
That's how you explain the camping trip?
Dude, you just gotta listen.
Getting outside in the fresh air really clears my head, you know?
It's my pleasure, old friend. I loaded up the pack's tent and food is there. Anything else we need?
Yes, don't forget to pack my fudge. You know how I have a sweet tooth.
You guys are retarded. You guys are retarded. Oh my god.
My fudge. My fudge.
That came out right away. It's like the third sentence. He's already packing fudge.
What are you guys laughing at? What are you laughing at? All right, hold on. All right. Okay. My pleasure, old friend.
I'm crying.
I loaded up the pack's tent and food is there. Anything else we need?
Yes, don't forget to pack my fudge.
We can just read that one over and over again.
That's the end. We can end right there. It's already a good episode.
Oh, God.
You know how I have a sweet tooth.
Oh, my God. Okay. That would be delightful.
Okay, so now they drive.
Now they're driving, and now they're at the campsite. Yes. So maybe, Lou, you kick in some crickets.
Uh-huh.
Is it nighttime or during the day?
During the day.
Okay, so maybe some birds. Bird sound effects. We're in the wilderness. Okay, here we go.
We are here.
It's beautiful, Ozzy.
I used to take Jack here when I was alone. The campsite is over there, and over that way is a beautiful lake where we can catch some fish. I'll start unloading the car if you can go gather some firewood. A few minutes later...
Look what I found, Ozzy. It's a Boy Scout.
Oh. No, it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
All right.
It's fine.
He looks a little big and hairy to be a Boy Scout.
Who's Enos?
You can use this as a regular.
My name is Enos Del Mar, and I'm a forest ranger. It gets pretty lonely up here, seeing that we don't get too many campers this time of year, so I thought I would just come by and say hello. Oh, my Enos, aren't you a specimen? Strong and rugged, looking like a grizzly. That's funny you should say that, Rob. All my friends say I'm a bear.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Enos. You are more than welcome to stay with us. We have plenty of supplies and lots of fudge.
I love how we make We make Ozzy so clueless about everything that goes on.
Is there anything I can do to help you guys set up?
Could you go get help Rob pitch his tent?
Yeah, of course. Hey, Rob, let me grab your pole and we can get started.
Oh, I love that. If you could just grab the end of me pole, that'd be delightful. The next morning.
That is the crow.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Enos. Do you know the best thing?
What's his name? Enos?
Enos.
Okay.
Enos. Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Enos. Did you know the best thing about sleeping in the great outdoors? Excuse me. Do you know the best thing about sleeping in the great outdoors? You rise with the cock. Cock-a-doodle-doo. The cock is crazy.
I agree wholeheartedly. Isn't that right, Enos?
Did you sleep it right, Rob?
I slept beautifully, Ozzy. Why do you ask?
I heard you moaning all night, you know. Something about, I don't know, being eaten by a bear.
That's nothing to worry about. I slept like a baby.
It's such a shame we have to leave today.
Thank you, Ozzy. I've no idea camping would be so satisfying. The odd couple... Oh, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's very good. Make sure we pack. Like, you know, my favorite part of the trip was
packing the fudge.
Oh, that packing the now I gotta unpack all this messy fudge.
They didn't eat any of it, they just packed it.
We packed it and we unpacked it. And I loved Enos. He was great.
Enos.
He helped Rob with his pole.
Oh my god. Alex? I didn't see that coming. No pun intended. That should be the name of the episode.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see that coming. All right. Are we ready to go deep?
Let's get deep.
Physical.
Deep.
Physical.
Deep. Deepdiscount.com. Wait. Let's get deep. 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 Let's get deep.
Deepdiscount.com. Let me tell you about a great site to find a ton of cool stuff without spending a lot of money. DeepDiscount.com, people. You want CDs? You want vinyl? You want DVDs? You want Blu-rays, video games, or anything else like that? Then get your ass over to DeepDiscount.com. You'll find everything you're looking for at incredible low prices that DeepDiscount.com is famous for. And right now, your favorite film soundtracks.
Big Trouble in Little China?
That's right. That's right, Mike. And your film soundtracks and scores are on sale. You'll find hundreds and hundreds of classics. As well as current choices of movie, soundtrack, and film score, too. You think they have Jaws?
Probably. Oh, yeah.
Totally.
And they're all on sale. So I challenge you to look up, see if they have Jaws on there. The name says it all. At DeepDiscount.com, everything is deeply discounted. And as me being the metal god, I can tell you it's very deeply discounted. Each week... Oh, see, dude, I didn't even mean to do that just now. Listen to what's following up now. Each week you'll find new music releases too, like Judas Priest, Turbo 30 just released on Friday, this digitally remastered and expanded triple CD edition coincides with the 30th anniversary of the album, Turbo 30. Marked the band's first use of guitar synthesizers when first released in 1986 and was an instant success. Can't wait to hear it. I'm getting myself
the Judas Priest Turbo 30, available for really good prices at deepdiscount.com, who's an absolute huge supporter of our show. Go check it out. Thank you, Deep Discount.
So, Jim, when you were in Mets camp, how was your hitting?
I did really good. My first couple days, I wasn't too good, but I'm going to say by the fourth game.
You were hitting them deep? How deep?
Discount. Very deep. Like very fudge deep. Packing deep.
Did you get like doubles?
I had home run.
Oh, you did? Over the fence?
No.
In the
No, no. Line drive on the turf.
Uh-huh.
If you hit it strong enough, which I did, it was in the gap. It goes all the way to the wall. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
So, home run, maybe two doubles, bunch of singles. I probably like batted 400 maybe.
Do you have to place the ball well when you hit it? Like the fielding was good on
no.
the teams? Oh. You could just hit it right at the shortstop pretty hard. Yeah.
There's maybe two or three teams that have vicious defense.
Yeah.
The rest, you hit it hard, everything's in the air.
If you could pull it right down third base, that is a hard thing to catch.
It's a hard thing to catch, and it's a long throw.
Yeah.
So if you can put the ball in play, this is fantasy camp, all fantasy camps. Pitch the ball over the plate, doesn't matter how fast you throw it. Matter of fact, the guy who won the championship the week before I was there probably doesn't throw more than 50 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
He just throws it over the plate.
Yeah.
And he won the championship.
Mm-hmm.
Get the ball over the plate if you pitch. Put the ball in play. You put the ball in play, you have a 50-50 chance of being safe.
Yeah. Hmm.
I can't even tell you. I there was at least two or three plays where I hit a ground ball. Should have been out.
Yeah.
You know, the guy bobbles it, throws it wild to first. I'm on first.
It's drastically different, like softball, like fielding a softball.
Softball's a pain in the ass, but it's a lot harder.
But when you hit a softball, the speed of it is not like a baseball when you hit a baseball. Like
that's
a pitch,
true.
The pitch that comes in.
True.
So a line drive, like even to the shortstop.
Yes.
You hit you get a good piece of it.
Yes.
It's with that softball, it slows down a little bit by the time it gets to
baseball,
you.
Baseball, I murdered a couple balls. There was someone hits the ball hard. It's a tough. Yeah. That's a tough play.
Yeah,
that's a tough play.
And
pop flies. Most of the teams cannot handle a really deep pop fly.
That
in the
is
outfield.
Hard though. There's high pops into the an outfield with a baseball.
But you just look back and you go, oh, that's a double. That's a double.
Well, I forgot because when we went to the Mets, when we went to play that thing where we were in the batting cage, remember when our dressing room was inside batting cage? I pitched Joe a couple and I pitched him pretty hard and I had the pitch back thing in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
He lined one right back to me that would have hit my head.
Yeah.
I never would have gotten my glove up in time. Like that, they but come you, back.
But at the, yes, that's
so
true.
Hard if when I was
yeah
like I whipped it in
yep
he cracked it and there's no way I could have gotten my glove up in time.
At the same time, you were not pitching from a mound. You
right.
may have thought you were
right.
You'll be. I couldn't. I was shocked how far that mound is.
Uh huh.
That mound is far.
Right.
It doesn't seem like it. Like we play at the parks.
Yeah.
Those are not major league mounds.
Right.
That's a long throw.
Yeah.
I think you two would have a freaking ball.
Oh, God, I would love it.
You guys would be in heaven. I'd like to see if you can pitch, though.
I can. I know I can. I don't know how many. I haven't thrown that many games in a row, but I could throw a hard ball.
All you got to do is get over the plate.
Yeah,
you can get over the plate. And any type of movement, you're going to be real difficult.
Yeah.
So, anyway. All right, let's rock and roll. Today was fun. Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
As soon as we have dates, we'll let you know. We're working on dates in May for the Peoria run that leads up to Rockin' the Range. Where I'm performing on that Sunday. Rockin' the Range is sold out. Peoria, there are tickets on sale for Peoria.
go to my website, write us, metalme.com. And thank you for everyone. And we'll think about, what's the name of the band?
Lover Rock.
Someone did write us and say that if they didn't know we were playing Bernie's that last time, we didn't have it up maybe on our website. I'm not sure, but they were like, I would have driven 4 hours.
I'll tell you what, when we're ready to launch into the actual show with the videos and all that,
yeah,
I guess we'll do Bernie's. I don't know.
We have to do something.
We have to do somewhere for like a couple nights.
Yeah.
I'll figure those out.
Cool.
I'll see you guys soon. Next week is Kevin Can Wait, my episode. And
what day is that come out? Is it a Monday?
Monday, every Monday.
Okay.
All right, man. All right, good hanging.